We do a lot of drugs on tour. Okay. We're constantly frequenting strip clubs. And
between those meat spreads, there's a lot of drugs.
There's a lot of drugs. I mean, we're talking prosciutto, cocaine.
As a former member of the Philadelphia Boys Choir, Active Child's Pat Grassi would like you to think he's no choir boy, even if he can't tell the difference between hard drugs and Italian-cured meats. But he's not helping himself by making music that's been described as hymntronica. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Active Child, the moniker of songwriter Pat Grassi, is all about contrasts. Pat definitely isn't making religious music, but his songs are always being described in religious terms like seraphic. Also, one of the songs on Active Child's EP, Curtis Lane, is about sneaking into churches. And of course, there's the whole choir boy thing. But contrasts aside, Pat's history singing religious music is very much in evidence on the new EP. It's in the layered vocals, the keyboards, and of course, the harp, which Pat actually plays himself. Active Child stopped by our studios to talk with the alternate sides, Alisa Ali, and he told her about that and also about another interesting contrast in his life.
When you were growing up, your dad worked in the music industry, right? Does he still work in the music industry?
He does.
Okay. So your dad growing up worked at a label that put out a lot of like early gangsta rap music.
Correct.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So you were like listening to...
I was a hip-hop head as a youngster.
Yeah.
I didn't really get into a lot of the music I listen to now until like college and stuff. So all through high school and growing up in middle school was a lot of, you know, just gangster rap and hip-hop and all the things that you would never expect me to listen to, I guess.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So what initially drew you to the harp?
I've always just been fascinated by it. And one day I went to a rental center in Denver where my buddy had rented a viola. He's just kind of a music dude. And I tagged along and they had a harp showroom and I sat down and just started kind of doing one of these.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm great at this.
I'm like, God, I'm like the best ever right now. No, but and so I just was like sitting there and she's like, you can rent that for $30 a month. And I was like, done deal. So nice. I threw $30 in her hand and went home with a harp and just have been playing for the last 3 or 4 years.
What's the first thing you played on that? Was it, what is it, like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Or?
No, I mean, I really, random. Yeah, just pretty much improvisational. And then mm-hmm. anything that I make with my, you know, programs, I kind of sit and kind of find little spots I can add a little something. Little loops here and there and clips.
Yeah.
And then for the live show, it's become more of the kind of like a piece.
I came home to an empty house. Surrendered my thoughts, then I burst out.
Active Child, live with She Was a Vision, and I'm in Your Church at Night. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Active Child at thealternateside.org.